And Pastor Jose, we just invite you to come up. You are a friend in this house, a family member in this house, you know, close personal friends. How many of us know we're blessed that God has brought him here? Woo! And brought him back yesterday. My friend. Yeah, right over here. That's good. We are ready. Would you like to be hooked up so you can move your hands? Sorry, honey. Would you like this?
Yeah, it's fine. Good morning. You are so beautiful. Been so good for me to be here. Getting blessed. Oh my God. I have been praying for 5 years. Oh God, when I gonna go back to see them? And I remember one day I was going to U.S. Embassy, and the Lord said to me, I had given to you this America. It's not time to go to another America. Stay here. So I did what we did yesterday with MP. Went back home. So, how now I'm here. Hallelujah. God is so good. And I brought greetings from my beautiful wife, Linda. Linda means petty. So she is the most beautiful I knew in my life. And my son Samuel and Sharon Rose. Sharon Rose is 1 year and 2 months, and she is really a worshiper. We had been taking her to the all-night prayer. She never sleeps. She is always worshiping. Oh, we forgot to bring a video. Yeah. Yeah, Sharon Rose video. And yeah, not now. Hey, my friend MP. gosh. So, praise God. I'm getting convinced that I'm growing, seeing so many grand sons and granddaughters here. So, thank you for being faithful for your job. We need more frontline people here. So keep doing that. Hallelujah. Hey, Cynthia. It's great. I just love it. You know, because we had so many prophecies before, and all the things that God said is what is happening. So, I'm getting really blessed, you know, because I feel myself involved, you know. So, it's great blessing for me. I'm so happy also because my dear friend Nathan is here. So I've been praying for him. I want to see him in Africa. Yeah. So I believe one day I will be with him in Africa. You will be not in the hotel. You have a room in my home. So, yeah, we will stay together. You know. Hallelujah. Hi, Spence. God. So, you know that Amen has to be strong today.
Amen.
Oh, good. I'm real blessed because he used to be in Africa. And, you know, in Africa, we are traveling in crazy way with these guys here. Getting in the places where, you know, unreached places, you know, places which never they had visited with preachers. And we go there and I'm getting really blessed with them because we don't have any schedule when they're there. And we leave Maputo without knowing where we are going to. And if the Holy Spirit wanna change our direction, we just say, okay, that's fine. We will go and we change the direction. So I love that. Many people, they don't use two, you know. They are trying in many ways, even to tell God, you know, what they want to do, how they want to do it. So it's a privilege to work with you guys. And we have been praying for you. You are amazing. And your ministry, you know, is big blessing to Africa, especially in Mozambique. So thank you for everything. May God will keep blessing you. So yeah, the joy of the Lord is our strength. I have so many testimonies about that, you know. And I remember one day I killed a big giant with joy. Yeah, we was in big confusion, you know, building a church with many pastors. And then this guy came, you know, very tough guy and tall. And he was like, "What you doing here? You know who is belonging this land?" And I saw my pastors. They was very afraid, shaking. And he asked, "Who is your boss?" And they point me. So he was coming straight to me, very angry. And I look at him. And I laugh. He came close to me. And he said, "I cannot beat a crazy man." Crazy in Jesus. Yeah. So, you know, the joy of the Lord is our strength. We have big muscles in joy. Hallelujah. Yeah, so God has two best. God has the best for you. And I believe you're going to be blessed today. I want to ask my friend Nathan to come forward and read the Bible.
What do you want me to read? Right there?
29. We're going to read the book of Luke. Luke 17, 29. No, 18. This is 17, 18. Yeah.
All right. All right.
Bridge together today.
So he said to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, there is no one who has left the house or parents or brothers or wife or children for the sake of the kingdom of God." All right, verse 30. Who shall not receive many times more in this present time and in the age to come eternal life?
You can pray now.
Okay. All right. Lord God, thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for my brother, Pastor Jose. Lord God, thank you for him being here with us, Lord God. This is real special. And thank you for this special time, Lord God. You are welcome in this place. And we praise your name, Lord. And thank you for being here with us. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, friend.
God bless you.
Wow. So, in coming back to the Lord, I thought that everything, you know, will be so easy and I will get blessed, you know, and I will be happy always. And so one day the Lord took me to this scripture, and it is about to lose, you know, what I have. And I remember one day I was with everything for opening a high dressing salon. And he came to me and he said, "I didn't told you that I want you with high dressing salon." You know, and I lose everything, everything. I cannot tell you how I lose it. And remember one day we was in the conference, a big conference in Maputo, and getting married with my wife Linda. We was living in the room which was built with all tin, you know, and when was raining, hot was getting in and was supposed to wake up. So we tried to buy all the building material, which was so good. We was happy with my wife. But during the conference, the word of God came to me and said, "Give all the building material away." And at that point, I begin to cry. I was down on the floor and I was crying. You know, I cried a lot, and Heidi came to me and she asked me why I'm crying. So I told her what God had said to me, and she was crying with me. On the floor, we cried so long time, and Linda wasn't in the conference. When I went back home, I was like, "How are you gonna tell her? What she gonna say?" And when I told her, it was so easy. And she said, "If it is God, it's fine. Let's give it away." And you know, that is big deal in Africa, because you cannot buy, you know, a building material three times. You know, so that was the first fruit. So we gave it away. And we continued to live in our room. So it was so funny because when it was raining, we was rising up and looking each other and laughing, you know. So it was good, you know. So we lose everything that we have, you know. Why we are losing everything? Because he has the best for us. So because of that, we have to lose everything. And I remember one day, my three brothers, they came against me and they accused me, you know, and they pretend to take me to jail, and I lose them, you know. And I was crying, "Hey Lord, what is going on? I love them, I need them." So he took me to America at the first time when I came, and we was at Harrisburg in the conference. I was crying there. "Lord, do something. I need my brothers. I love them." And he said to me, "Joseph, you don't need to cry. Just for three of them, because you have a lot of brothers." And he opened my eyes, and many brothers came to me to encourage me, to bless me. And you know, I just look at God and I give thanks to him. You know, because I was thinking that I am alone. I was so desperate without nobody. So I was thinking that because my brothers are against me, nobody's with me. You know, and sometimes I was thinking that God is not with me, you know, and oh, he just opened my eyes and many brothers that he gave me. And, you know, I got so encouraged because I lost just three and I have many. And I can tell you, today I am here with you. You are my brothers and sisters. You know, and I lose just three, and I have many. You know, we lose, you know, whatever we think in our mind that is great, is good, but God has prepared great things, and great blessings will come to us. And so we need to say yes. When it's time to lose something, you know, we don't need to resist, because many people are resisting, you know, and he will pray 1 year, you know, to confirm, because it's little things, you know, a material thing, you know, that he's supposed to lose it. And here we have a promise. No, he says when we lose it, eh? When we lose it, we will receive many times more. This is his word, you know, and he never lies. He says we will receive many times more. And now we are going in the point that we got to lose ourselves just for him. We don't just lose our money. We are not just losing our material things. We are not just losing, you know, we lose ourselves. We lose our mind. We lose the way we think. We lose our wisdom. We lose everything. And we go to him. We say to him, "Yes, I am here. I want to save you." So it will be difficult for you if you're going to go to him with your wisdom, if you're going to go to him with your power, if you're going to go to him with your understanding, if you're going to go to him with your way how to do things, you know, because it's different and he has the best for you, and he want to see you empty without nothing, that he will fill you. It's like a house, you know. When you have a new house,
It's good to fill a new house with new furniture, not the old one. So God is like that. He wanna fill you with a new furniture. He wanna give you a new thought. He wanna give you a new understanding. He wanna give you a new you, not the old you. Because the old you cannot feed in God. The old you cannot understand God's way. The old you cannot be ready for things that God has for you. The old you cannot save God the way he's supposed to save. So it's that's why you have to lose yourself. You have to lose everything that you have. So we get confused sometimes, and we think that we are okay in everything that we are doing. We are fine, you know. We can do things the way we are doing, and this is God's kingdom. We have to depend on Him. We have to seek Him. We have to lift up our eyes and worship Him and waiting to hear something from Him. And we can walk with Him in that way. So, my brothers and sisters, now is a time where we need to lose what we have. It's time where we need to dance His dance, not our dance. It's time where we need to grow in an understanding. It's time where we need to see spiritually everything that we are seeing. It's time that we need to leave our old us and go in Him and live there as a crazy. Because when we are in Him, you are crazy. Because you will not do what you wanna do. You will not say what you wanna say. You will not see things the way you were seeing before. So God like crazy you. He needs crazy you. Because if you are crazy, you don't know what to do. And then if you don't know what to do, God knows. He will tell you what to do. He will teach you how to do things, how to walk, how, you know, to operate in Him. So, this is your time. We saw in the Bible many people that lost things and they get blessed again. If you can see the book of Job, we see that God himself gave a right to devil to touch everything from Job. And he said, just don't touch him. And he lost everything. He lost, you know, all his animals. He lost his daughters. He lost, you know, and he was there worshiping the Lord. He was there seeking Him. And he was thanking God for that. And I tell you, it's time that in everything, you have to thank God. You have to worship God. It's time that you have to get crazy in God and understand God, because you cannot please God with what you are doing, but you can please Him with faith. So in faith, you are sure with something that you are not seeing, and that is not from the school, you know. Your teacher cannot tell you something like that in school. That is crazy. You are sure for something that you are not seeing. And you get excited with that. And you tell everybody before it happens. And you are there worshiping the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this and that. Ah, thank you. I worship you. You are great God. You will let it pass. You know, and I am so glad, you know, because I was born in Africa. I was so glad because our country passed through a civil war and was nothing there, and was a time where we was drinking tea with sugar without sugar. We was just telling God, we thank you, Lord, for sugar. And we was having our tea with sugar. I get so excited, you know, when God is doing something that nobody else can do. We was there, you know, sometimes very, very hungry. And we was thanking God for food. And God was filling up us. I remember one day, I was walking, going somewhere to preach. 15 kilometers, I was walking with atmosphere. And I was so tired and hungry. And during my way, when I got at the place, the government was there doing a meeting. You know, and you cannot preach when the government is there. And I went back home. I was complaining to the Lord. I said, oh Lord, you took me from Swaziland. You said that you're going to give me something. And now I'm suffering. I'm hungry. And he said to me, what you did ask to me? I said, oh, sorry, Lord, I'm hungry. I need your food. And at the same time, he filled me. He filled me with his power. I filled it, you know, and I went back home. And when I was at home, at that day was big miracle at home. You know, it was good food there, but I didn't eat because I was full, you know. And I said, oh God, you are good God. And I didn't stay at home. I just passed, went to other place to preach. You know, so it's good when you will be in the place where you will not have nothing. Without money, without food, without nothing. It's so good because you can see God's power. So you lose everything and God will operate in you. You believe in him. You seek him. You believe before something happening. And you thank him. You worship him. You say to him, I thank you for what you are doing. I thank you for filling up me. I thank you for resources that you are bringing. I thank you for everything great that you're gonna do. And I tell you, God will come to you and he will fill up you. God will come to you. He will bless you. We are not just losing our material things. We are losing even our spirit. We are losing if our understanding. We are losing our power. We are losing our position. We are losing our reason. We are losing everything that we are. We are losing, and we stay and believe in him, and he's doing something. In many times, down in Maputo, I'm working with street kids, and they will come to me very strong. And in many times, I will apologize to them, and I lose my reason. And, you know, after time, they will come to me, and they will say to me, Pastor, forgive me. You know, because I lose my reason. I want to tell you, if you are husband, yeah, husbands in many times, they are very strong, you know. I don't know here in Africa. Oh, it's so difficult with them. They want to see a wife just doing what they are saying. You know, if you are husband, be kind to your wife. You need to lose your reason. Many times. So after we got married with my wife, we were supposed to have big problems. And all the times when she was getting strong to me, I was shouting my mouth. And then after 1 week, I will hug her and I will tell her, I love you, Linda. Please be kind, be calm. You know, it happened 3 times, you know. And the last time she cries, she asked forgiveness. She said, oh, I will not do it again. You know, why? Because I was ready to lose my reason. You know. So if you wanna be a worshiper, if you wanna be a God servant, you need to lose your reason. You know, because the Bible says that He is our advocate. You know, so you don't need to have a reason. You know, because He has a reason. So don't, you know, spend your time trying to be the right person. You know, trying to let other people understand that you are right. You are doing the way you're supposed to do. Other times you have to be down. Even knowing that you are doing good things, you go down. And, you know, you do whatever people are saying. And they will learn through your humility. Because what you need is humility. What you need to be not you. Because you have many problems. You are not good. You cannot understand things in the spirit. So you don't have to be you. So I know my me, you know, I was so bad. You know, I wasn't laughing like this, you know. I know my old Jose was bad Jose. And because now he's not me, many people are not believing, you know, when they see me. They will, oh no, this is not the truth. It's not him. Yeah, but they are right. He's not me. Christ is living in me. And He is doing everything for me. So I believe today you have some things to lose. I don't know what is that. But you really know what is your problem. You know where you are strong in. And that is not what God wanna see in you. He wanna see you empty. Because He wanna give you new you. He wanna give you a new spirit. You can see that Jesus, He took our place. And today we are here. See, African men and Americans, He lose Himself. And today we are here. I want to tell you that if you want to win and always win, you have to lose. If you want to win and not lose, you have to lose. And when you lose, you will win. So I want to tell you that if you want to be in front, go back there. If you want to be big, be smaller. Because that will be not you. We are there in Africa saving. And many people are coming. They want to meet us. And he will come to me. I want to meet Pastor Jose. Where is Pastor Jose? And I will tell him, Pastor Jose is here. You know, they are expecting Pastor Jose with big muscles. You know, and, oh, you are speaking with Pastor Jose. We are there saving the Lord. We are there playing with our kids. We are there open to everybody. We are losing what we are because of God. And God is doing in His way in our lives. I want to tell you that after I give away all the material buildings, somebody came and built at my house. I didn't pay even cent. And after that, another person came and built at another house. You know, God is doing it. You know, I'm not spending nothing on that. Because I accept to lose. You know. And when you lose, you gain more. He says, I'm gonna give you many times more. Many times more. Don't think that you have something. What you have is nothing. Comparing with what God wanna give you. You have nothing, nothing, zero. He wanna give you many times more. If you will understand Him, if you will seek Him, if you will receive, if you will be humble in Him, if you will obey His word, He wanna give you many times more. He wanna bless you. He wanna show you new things. Things that you never imagined that you can see. He wanna take you to heaven. You will see Him. You will walk with Him. I believe it's time to the church to lose. We have been long time with reason. Is that why today churches are not getting together? You know, because each pastor, each church has reason to do what is doing. And they're forgetting what is the church. What is the body of Christ? You know, I'm fine, I'm right. I cannot do this with another churches. I am fine, I'm belong to this church. You know, me. Because they don't want to lose them. They want to be secure in them. So this is depending on faith. You know, we are sure for something that we are not seeing, and we believe, and we thank God for this. So I want to tell you that today is a day that you need you to empty yourself. I want to tell you that today is a day where God will fill you with His power, His anointing. He's gonna bless you. He's gonna give you 100 times more. And after that, He's gonna bless you. It's a day of blessing for you. I believe you are in the church for a long time, and sometimes you are not understanding why you are not growing. Sometimes you are not understanding how things are not happening to you. You have long time, many years in the church, and you can tell everybody about how many years you are in the church, but nothing is happening because it's you. So today you have to lose you. Oh my God. You have to lose you. Today you have to open yourself to Him. Today you have to agree with Him, because He was the King and He came to the earth and He was saving. He was the King. He was the boss, and He came here and He came to save. Today you need to agree with Him. You need to receive a servant heart. You need to receive a servant mind. You need to receive what God has prepared for you, because there's a big things. He wanna bless you. So if you will not receive what He has for you, you will keep being you, and you are not nothing. You will keep being you, and you cannot do nothing. I believe, we need to open our hearts. We need to open our minds. We need to say to Him, we apologize, Lord. We didn't understand. We didn't know the way we were